Boker Tov, good morning everyone. Today is Dvar Halacha, should be Le'ilei Nishmas, my dad, whose yard site is today. Shlomo Zalman ben Yitzchak Isaac, his neshama should have an aliyah. Continuing in Simin Reish Vav 206, the Mechaber tells us in Sif Hey, Ein Mevarchen lo al ochav lo al mashka she'aviu lefanav. We alluded to this halacha yesterday. A person should not make a bracha on food or drink for that matter until it's before him. However, if let's say a person made a bracha, and then they bring him the can of Coke, you have to make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah explains a few things. He says, number one, we're talking about, he says, bottom line halacha is, b'di'evit, if a person made a bracha on a cup of coffee, an apple, whatever it may be, and that food item was, let's say, in the room next door, the language he uses is something to the effect of, if it's b'yado lahavi, if it's in your capacity, it's very easy, it's vadai, he uses that language, it's certainly going to come, so then b'di'evit, that would work. However, he says, if it's, his language is talui b'das acherim, if you make a bracha on a cup of Coke, on an apple, whatever it may be, and you need someone else to bring you that food, that's the case that the Mishnah, that the Mechaber is talking about, where it's not biyodo, it's not in your hand, it's talui b'das acherim, then indeed you're going to have to make a new bracha, you have to have the food in front of you. And again, the Mishnah Berurah explains it's for two reasons. Number one, the food should be right in front of you because A, we don't want there to be a hefsek, we don't want there to be any interruptions between you making the bracha and you eating the food. Number two, we saw yesterday the halacha is, really lechachila, a person should make the bracha holding the food in their right hand or a left hand if you're a lefty. So for those two reasons, lechachila, even if it's biyado, even if it's in your hands to bring it from the room next door, it's really not what you should do. The bracha should be on the food that's immediately in front of you. Ask Rav Scheinberg, brought in the footnotes, what about a water fountain? Think about it, the water is in the machine. So he says, ideally what you should do is when you make a bracha on the water fountain, you should push the button. The water should be shooting out, and that way the food, the water, it's immediate between the bracha and between the time that you drink. You shouldn't make the bracha and then hit it. By the way, there's a different problem. I know one of my ninth grade Rebbe always used to say, is you make the bracha and then you push the button, what happens if the water fountain isn't working? That happens every now and again. So make sure it's working, but really even just to fulfill this halacha, a person should make the bracha while the water is coming out of the water fountain. Now, So the Mechaber, I believe, in Siv Vav, talks about making a bracha on an emas hamayim. If you have a stream of water, he says that's good enough. If you have the water, it's as best as you can, he says that's okay. If it's a stream of water, it's considered, I guess, good enough. That's a great question. One last halacha, which is very relevant, is what happens if a person makes a bracha on food? You have an apple in front of you, you're holding it in your right hand, lechachila, and now you want to eat another apple, and that's in the room next door. So the halacha is, it's a little bit entangled, but if I've disentangled it correctly, it basically goes like this. If your person makes a bracha, so of course if you make a shahakal, let's say, on one food type, and there are other shahakal food items in front of you, so of course that shahakal can cover all those food items, no matter what it is, one bracha of shahakal can cover multiple things. But let's say a person, let's say for example, made a bracha on a bari kriya eitz, on the apple in front of him, and now he wants to eat orange or some other, maybe even another apple, and that's in the room next door. So basically, if I'm detangling the Mishnah Berurah correct, because there are a lot of different opinions, but I think this is the bottom line halacha. If a person makes a bracha on a food and it's in his hand and he eats it, and now he wants to eat another food item, which is obviously under that same category of bracha. So you need the following three things. If either it's the same food, it's an apple, and I want to eat another apple in the kitchen, or if it's not an apple, it's a different food item, but I have not yet finished eating my apple. So I'm in the middle of my apple, and I realize, you know what? I want an orange, and I've still got a little bit of my apple in front of me. Or I had beferish das. My mind was, when I made my bracha on my apple, I'm going to also want to eat the orange that's in the room next door, so then you're okay. But if you don't have any of those three, so then the halacha is, again, if you finished your apple, and now you want to eat an orange that you didn't think about, and it's in the room next door, you will need to make a new bracha, Bari Priya Eitz. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Do we have a